While the agenda at the North Pacific Fishery Management Council's advisory panel meeting moved ahead of schedule, it's possible that much of the action on the chum bycatch issue will not take place until later this year. The meeting is taking place this week in Nome. KNOM's Lorelei Kanin has the story.
The advisory panel voted to recommend to the North Pacific Fishery Management Council to push the initial review of chum salmon bycatch to the December meeting. The council is set to review the environmental assessment beginning Friday, and they very well still could, despite the panel's recommendation. The panel discussed that more expanded work is needed on the analysis, a 471-page document that describes the effects of the four alternative approaches to curb chum salmon bycatch. They discussed that the council should direct staff to put more information into the analysis before recommending an approach. Prior to the vote, the advisory panel took public testimony, and this morning, public testimony consisted mainly of people from Western Alaska. This is the first time an advisory panel and full council meeting is held in a Western Alaska community. Bering Sea Fishermen's Association Policy and Outreach Director Art Nelson said there's been a lot of analysis as to the effects of any restriction to the pollock fishery. He noticed there was a lack of analysis when it came to the impacts of the pollock fishery to Western Alaskans.
Now, I don't know if many of you have had a chance to stop by the grocery store right over here yet and take a look at some of the prices on the shelves for milk or meat.
A gallon of milk costs $7.99. A ribeye steak, $11.99 a pound.
You know, Nome here is a hub, and that's nothing compared to what's out in some of the small communities. And I think it might be valuable to take a look at what the replacement protein costs would be for people if they can't catch chum salmon. You know, what's a pound of a steak or a pound of, I wouldn't consider hamburger a viable alternative, but what's that going to cost if they can't catch fish to get other protein sources.
Eva Manetaluk lives in Nome. Like many, she takes her children fishing every summer, and the numbers today do not compare to that of her childhood.
If you think of a seal skin, a spotted seal skin, and can imagine the dots on the skin against the gray, and you take a look at the screen here and see that it's blank. Today, if you go up to the Agupak area, past the Imrak Basin, that's what you'll see. You won't see any fish in the Agupak River. And altogether, the salmon is disappearing. It's scary.
Chum bycatch hit an all-time high in 2005 when 700,000 chum salmon were incidentally caught in the pollock fishery and thrown overboard. The council has thought of sharing the bycatch with Western Alaska communities. An advisory council member asked Manetaluk to describe what it means to personally gather and prepare the fish herself.
You get your first job, your first paying job, and you bring your check home to your mom and you say, "Hey, Mom, look at what I have here. My very first check, and I worked." You know, you're not telling your mom anything, but you're letting your mom know, "I worked today. I earned something all by myself." Well, that's what subsistence is for most of us, I think. We earn it, we work for it, we earn it ourselves, and we're proud of it.
The full council will take up the issue of chum salmon bycatch in the Bering Sea pollock fishery beginning Friday morning. Again, their advisory panel recommends that they push their initial review to December. If that happens, it's likely the council will not take final action until February. Reporting in Nome, I'm Lorelei Kanin.